This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. As several other states look back on old unsolved murders in search of possible links to that recent serial killing arrest on Long Island, New York.
CBS News has learned investigators believe one of the young women allegedly murdered by Rex Huerman was killed in his house in Massapequa Park on Long Island. Huerman shared the home with his wife and two adult children. Investigators believe they were away when the murder was allegedly committed.
CBS News correspondent Wendy Gillette near Tulsa. Police have found four bodies, a mother and three children. One of the possibilities they are checking, murder-suicide. On the Weather Watch, that huge heat dome over much of the country.
The biggest concern right now is what's known as heat stroke. It can be deadly. It's when your body temperature exceeds 103 degrees. Symptoms include nausea. In worst cases, confusion and loss of consciousness. Officials are saying if you experience any of those symptoms, to call 911 immediately.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Phoenix, which has been at 110 or higher for some 3 weeks. Meantime, up north, as Minnesota's drought worsens, water restrictions could be coming. Richard Rowland is with St. Paul Water Services, says a good rain would help, but
in the event that does not happen, we're ready to commence to the next step and seeking cooperation with our customers.
In Eastern Europe, Poland is moving military formations from the west to the eastern part of the country due to possible threats related to the Russian mercenary Wagner Group's presence in neighboring Belarus. In sports, rejoicing in and around Washington, D.C., the NFL Commanders are sold to a new big-money ownership group, ending a quarter century of Dan Snyder.
We're excited. It's going to be a great season and a great future.
I hope it's a return to greatness.
We know we might not make the Super Bowl next year, although maybe we got a great defense.
The Teamsters will resume contract negotiations with United Parcel next week. Talks broke down about 2 weeks ago as both sides walked away from talks, blaming each other. Efren Esparza is a UPS worker in L.A.
We're not asking for the whole turkey. We're just asking for a turkey leg. We want to see that at that dinner table. We help put that turkey on that table. Give us a seat. That's it.
A South Florida jury reached a pretty quick verdict in the case of a little girl who was burned by a McNugget. CBS's Jen Clark with that.
The Broward County jury took only 2 hours to deliberate, but the $800,000 ruling was much less than the $15 million the family had asked for. The girl's parents sued the local McDonald's as well as the franchise owner, claiming that they were served an unreasonably hot McNugget. The girl dropped the 200-degree nugget in her lap in the backseat of her mom's car, which resulted in second-degree burns on her leg.
Asian and Pacific markets are mixed. Futures markets in this country are slightly higher. Dow futures now up about 50 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/...
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd All Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Krebs Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
I saw it go. Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? I saw it go. Todd Alba did decide to text us who's fun to get a drink with in the GOP.
Fantastic.
I saw it go. Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Should we eliminate income taxes for retirees? What impact would this have on your life? 844-967-2789. Should we eliminate income taxes for people who are 67 and older? I would love to hear from you as far as what benefits it would have for you personally, but also, I guess, the bigger economic reason we should or should not do this, because there, as of this week, there has been a new proposal that promises to do just that. And we briefly touched on it yesterday during Greg's roundup, and I had seen the article, and then I went back and read it, and you know, it's not something that's on its face. I'm like, no, we shouldn't do this. I don't know if it does exactly what it says it will, because, we'll just back up a little bit before we get into it a little bit. Jane Matnair, you're much closer to retirement age than I am. So is this something that you would be in favor of?
Well, I have not looked that deeply into it.
Okay.
But of course, when someone tells you, well, we're gonna lower your taxes because you're old, that doesn't seem bad to me.
You're like, I don't hate that.
I don't hate that. Honestly. But when we're talking about what you earn, you know, how much you earn and who gets the most savings and things like that, I guess I'm still murky on those details.
Yeah. So would love to hear from you, I guess, just on its face. I will get into some of the details that have been released so far, but would love to hear your thoughts on whether or not Wisconsin should eliminate income taxes for retirees. And, you know, I think we have a fair amount of people who listen to the show live who maybe are already retired. So would love to hear from you as far as how much of an impact this would have for you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But basically, more of the details are that two Republican lawmakers released a proposal on Monday that would eliminate nearly all state taxes on retirement income for Wisconsin residents. So the two authors are Representative David Steffen of Green Bay and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton. And it's basically a new optional retirement income tax exemptions for taxpayers 67 or older. Individual filers would be exempt from paying taxes on the first 100,000 of their annual retirement income, while married and joint filers would see a tax exemption for the first 150,000. So, like, if you have a massive 401k that I guess you're making more than that per year, you still would have, you would still pay some taxes, but it was on that first 100,000 or 150,000 that would be exempt. And so it's basically tax exemptions for IRAs, 401k plans, 403b plans, pensions, as well as other qualified retirement plans under federal tax codes. And so it should be noted that income is already exempt, like Social Security and military earnings are already exempt from income taxes in Wisconsin. So, and that that would, in this bill, those would not go towards the earning caps established in the proposal. So it's basically what you're paying with the taxes you're paying on your IRAs and 401ks and everything like that as of right now. And so, you know, the arguments for this are, in, according to the two authors, is that it would retain Wisconsin retirees by bringing the state in line with neighbors. I guess Illinois, Iowa, and Pennsylvania also don't tax retirement incomes from these retirement plans.
Okay.
And that part I totally get. That makes a lot of sense to me. I'm less clear on the direct line between their other argument in, is that this would attract new employees.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. So in 35 years, when you're done working, you'll get a break.
Yeah. And I, like, it's like, why wouldn't you just move to a, like, once you're done working, what would stop you from just moving to a place that already has one of these things? If that was the motivator versus I'm going to move there now for a benefit 20 or 30 years from now.
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing that I'm kind of like, well, I don't see the connection there, but I certainly think this is a good thing for retirees. And I don't know. I don't hate it.
it's almost hard to say that, isn't it? It's, I don't hate a proposal. It's amazing. it's kind of amazing. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Paul from Kenosha is joining us. Good morning, Paul. What do you think?
Hi. I really question the logic of it because, you know, you could spin various hypotheticals like, what if the population suddenly becomes significantly seniorized because industries are moving south and whatnot? Then are you now having very little state income because you're not charging people who are retired? Where you then have to make that up with, say, a sales tax, which is a very punitive, regressive tax. And also, I think you already touched on some of it, too. There needs to be kind of like a means test in there where it's like, okay, if you're making over $100,000, that's a ton of retirement income.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so to exclude that first portion, I mean, half your population doesn't, you know, or more, does not even make $100,000, and they all have to pay income tax. So why wouldn't you have someone who's making a six-figure income pay some degree of income tax on that?
It's a really good point. Thanks so much for the call, Paul. And he brings up a point that I'm still hesitant to bring up, but we're going to go there because I don't want this to come off as callous, but we already have a disproportionate aging population compared to other states. The country as a whole has it. Yes. Like the country as a whole has an aging population, and our ratio of retirees to working people is quickly declining. Right. And so how do I say, I'm saying this as someone who, you know, people who are 67 and older, those are our parents. Those are our grandparents. We love them very dearly. But from an economic standpoint, what is the argument for wanting like a robust retiring population? Because to me, if we incentivize people who are retiring or who are retirement age to live here, and we don't have aggressive policies to have working age people live here, that feels like a disaster waiting to happen when it comes to our healthcare system and our like service, like our elderly care service, which is already
a mess.
A mess. And so, like, if we don't have people and systems in place to take care of an aging population, is it a great idea to necessarily incentivize a growing or retaining that aging population?
Are you old and sick? Come to Wisconsin.
Yeah. We can't promise we can take care of you, exactly. But you don't have to pay taxes.
Well, you don't have to pay. Exactly. So there's the perk. Might be living, and you might be staying under a bridge, but, you know, it'll be a bridge.
Well, and you'll, you know, and so that's kind of what I see is this. And I think the quote from the Journal Sentinel article that talked about this is talking about how much people who are retired, you know, they spend money on restaurants or housing or in their community. And by keeping these retirees in Wisconsin, we will see an economic benefit, which is sure. Like, but that's an argument for population period, right? Like, sure. It's not, I don't know if people who are retired spend a disproportionate, like, more of their income on spending it in their communities than any of us do when we're going to restaurants and going to theater and doing, just living our lives, right?
Well, I get the feeling that they have this image of this 67 to 71 year old person looks like the Golden Bachelor.
Yes.
That's who they're shooting for. And that's who they think we're going to attract with this. Not the actual 67 or 71 year old who has pre-existing conditions, who needs care, who may need hospice ultimately. And so I think there's a lot to work out yet on this.
And maybe, and we got a comment on the YouTube live stream from Michael Hitpass. He comments a lot. I don't know if I pronounce his last name correctly, though. He says $100,000 is too high. Most people don't make $100,000 while they're working, much Seriously. Less in retirement.
Seriously.
So maybe the goalpost is not correct right now, as far as, especially if it's already your Social Security and military earnings and stuff like that's already not being taxed. I'm so far away from retirement that, like, I don't know what people are typically making, like, once they're taking payments out and from their plans and plus with Social Security, plus whatever investments, and like what the average retired person, what their budget looks like every month.
Right.
So that's why I would love to hear from people who, you know, maybe are already retired or are much closer to it than obviously I am, of how would this impact you? 844-967-2789. You know, especially for people who are snowbirds who are, you know, thinking about leaving and leaving Wisconsin. Like, does this change anything? But also the bigger question of, without being callous, but is it good for an economy to attract and retain an aging population without having a plan to have people there to take care of them?
It's not callous.
Is that not offensive? Okay. I'm just making sure. I'm not trying to be ageist here.
I would tell you.
Thank you, Jane. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep the conversation going, take your calls and your text messages, and give away two more Brewers tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Wasn't right. It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com, you'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open
up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 57. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow, high of 81. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 60. 82 Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 84 Sunday, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. One for you, 19 for me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are having the discussion about a new proposal in the Wisconsin legislature that would make basically your retirement plans tax-free for people who are 67 or older. And getting your thoughts on whether or not this is a good idea, if it's a good idea for the economy, if it's a good idea for you personally. 844-967-2789. And we want to make sure that we get to your text and your calls. But before we do that, we do have two more tickets for the Brewers that we're giving away. And so I want to set that up as well. The tickets are for Saturday's game at 6:15 p.m. against the Atlanta Braves. And a reminder that you can always hear the Brewers by tuning into Civic Media's flagship Brewer station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. So at the end of this segment, I will give the next trivia question. It's about the Braves. So get your fingers ready.
And your Google fingers ready
as well. So we will give that away in the next 6 minutes. But do we have a call?
We do.
About the topic at hand?
We do. 844-967-2789. Rob, our friend from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. What do you think about this proposal?
Good morning. The conspiracy theorist in me thinks it's a good way for the Republican Party to gin up the base. If you start to turn the state into Florida, okay, the one of the earlier callers was right on as far as the tax base. You know, if you have these retirees and they're knocking down serious money on retirement, they're not going to be paying the taxes. That money has to come from someplace. Red property tax bills, though, well, that's not going to fly. So now you're going to go to maybe wheel tax, but for sure sales tax. And that's going to hurt a lot of folks that are down at the low end. I just retired. I'm going to be 68. I have 50 years of labor hard in. And so I'm just doing Social Security and my small city of Milwaukee pension. And I don't pay taxes. So this bill to me is transparent. It doesn't matter. I don't make $100,000 a year. And so all they're going to do is bring folks in that don't want to pay taxes. They aren't going to vote for people that want to improve infrastructure, education, mass transit, those things that really are going to make the state stand up proud. No, they're going to want to be in their fishing boats and in their, you know, leisurely deck sipping Mai Tais and not spending any tax money, right? That's my thought. It may sound conspiracy slighted, but it's pretty obvious.
We have a text that kind of goes along with what you just said, Rob, too. If you want to check in, thanks a lot, Rob. 844-967-2789 from the 414. As a retiree, I obviously don't have a problem paying less in taxes, but I wonder if this isn't pandering to a group that has voted strongly Republican and is now starting to realize that Republicans really aren't working for them and considering alternatives. It may sound like I don't trust Republicans. Yeah, you got that right.
That's super interesting. I mean, it's interesting to have people who are retired, exactly, both Rob and the texter, be like, well, this doesn't really affect me.
It's like the Republican tax cut for the wealthiest people. This is a break for rich people.
This is a break for people who are retired, who've planned well.
Yes, or inherited well.
That is also true. Because it's interesting. Simultaneously, I knew that I wanted to talk about this, but I saw in there's an Axios poll out of how many people feel like younger people feel like retirement is just out of reach.
Never going to happen.
And so this was a survey conducted this month. And so 80% of respondents agreed that the point of working hard your adult life is to have a nice retirement. But only 49% said they feel like they're getting by and they feel like they're just getting by and unable to save for retirement. And I mean, I've seen numbers for people who are like my age, like you should be expected to have at least $2 million saved by the time I retire, by the time like I'm 60 in my 60s, late 60s, that like Mike and I should be preparing, if not more than that, to have like $1 to $2 million saved.
Wow. How are you at saving, my friend?
We're getting there. I would say, like, for me, I am back on course. Like, I did really well in my 20s in saving when I was working in tech and making money.
Yep.
And then for about 4 years when I was like, I want to be a content creator.
Yeah, let's do that.
and trying to work my way into figuring out what that actually meant, I was certainly not saving and just making enough to, like, pay my bills.
Yep.
And now with a steady job, like I'm back to the point where I'm doing pretty well at saving 10% of everything I make.
Good for you.
Which is great. But I'm also, you know, like, I don't know if that's enough to have $1 million 30 years from now.
Much less 2 million.
Yeah. And so, you know, in reality, there is a lot of people who they just think of, they know they should, but it is not necessarily realistic based on how much they're making and how much cost of living is.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, before we go to break, I want to put out the trivia question. So if you know the answer to this, you can win tickets for Saturday night's Brewers game against the Atlanta Braves. This is the question. Many of us know that the Braves were in Milwaukee before they were in Atlanta, but what city were they in before they were in Milwaukee? So what city were the Braves in before they came to Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. If you know the answer, you got two tickets for you with your name on it for Saturday night's game against the Atlanta Braves at 6:15. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News brief. A long police standoff near Tulsa ended with four found dead, a mother and three children. Murder-suicide, a possibility for police. The investigation of those long-ago murders on Long Island, New York, that is expanding. Could the suspected serial killer be connected to other unsolved killings in New Jersey and South Carolina and Nevada?
Investigators are searching the property for evidence, and it's where they found a Chevy Avalanche, which may have been used in at least one of the three killings.
Correspondent Lilia Luciano in Arizona.
It's just so hot this week.
The heat is going to make a big impact on recess and getting out of the classroom.
They're waiting for a cold wave to bring Arizona temperatures down to something like 100. After a quarter century of mostly failure and controversy, Washington, D.C. football fans are pretty ready to celebrate the change in ownership of the NFL team now known as the Commanders.
I've never been here for closing Constitution Avenue and having a ticker tape parade. This is the next best thing.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know. It's
844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is. This is authoritarianism, and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattenair. And before we get to the headlines, the good, the bad, and the interview of the year, we are asking a trivia question for someone to win the Brewers tickets, two Brewers tickets for Saturday's game at 6:15 p.m. against the Atlanta Braves. And the question is, many of us know that the Braves were in Milwaukee before they were in Atlanta, but what city were they in before they were in Milwaukee?
844-967-2789 is the number. Tom from Mount Pleasant is joining us. Good morning, Tom. What is your answer?
And I didn't cheat, and I hope I'm right. Boston.
Boom! You did not cheat, and you were right. That is correct. The Braves were founded. The Braves were founded in Boston in 1871, as originally they were the Red Stockings, but by 1912 they were known as the Boston Braves. And then there you go. So good job! Congratulations. Who are you going to take to the game?
Well, thank you. Thank you. And so my father played for the St. Louis Brown Stockings.
Oh, wow.
And that was originally, yep. So baseball is my life, 55 years.
Oh, that's really cool. Gosh. That is really that cool, Tom.
That is very cool. Well, yeah, that is correct. Do you have someone that you're going to take to the game this weekend?
Well, I'm going to have to spin the bottle, you know.
Well, I hope you enjoy. The tickets are they're on the club level. They are great seats. It's very easy to get concessions when you're on the club level. And so when you go, don't forget to take a picture, tag Civic Media, tag us if you can. But I hope you have a great time, Tom.
And don't hang up, Tom, okay? I got to get a little info from you, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Well, there you go. Yeah. So, they moved to Milwaukee in 1953, with a roster of star players like Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, and Warren Spahn. I don't know if I pronounced that right. The Milwaukee Braves won the World Series in 1957. Despite the team's success, fan attendance declined and the club owners moved the team to Atlanta, Georgia in 1966, where they obviously have been ever since. So that congratulations to Tom. But moving on to headlines for the day, the good, the bad, and the interview of the year. So the good, Governor Evers, we've talked a lot about on this show, the move to for like the literacy issues that we have right now with our school-aged kids and the push to change how our public schools are teaching reading to more of a phonics-based lesson plan. And as of this week, Governor Evers has signed a sweeping reading literacy bill into law. So this is from WPR. Reading instruction for Wisconsin's youngest students will be revamped under a new law signed by Tony Evers this was yesterday. So the state's going to spend $50 million to create a new literacy office, hire reading coaches, and shift away from what has been known as balanced literacy to a science of reading approach. And so we've had Alan Borsick on the show a fair amount to talk about this. I know Quentin Claibon we've talked about this with, but it's basically the difference of the kids will now be taught with more of an emphasis on phonics. And that's more through teaching them how to sound out words and letters versus picture, like memorization and reading through pictures and word cues and context. And so I think this is a good thing. I mean, at least we're doing something. I've been kind of harping on the fact that it feels like when it comes to education, there's a lot of attention and prioritization on things that don't move the needle, like bathroom bills and, you know, what songs you can sing. And so this feels like something that actually is productive, and there's evidence as far as what could make the difference when it comes to reading and reading comprehension. So I think that this is a good thing. Now, the bad. So this is something that is budget related, which, you know, the budget has been signed into law. We're moving forward. There's, you know, it's done. And there was a lot of talk about the things that didn't make it into the budget as far as what was proposed for Tony Evers' proposal originally. You know, there was like 500 different things that right off the bat were cut. And we've talked a lot about how different the Tony Evers' proposal was compared to what the Republicans wanted to sign. And this one is something I don't quite understand why it didn't make it in. So, you know, Wisconsin is largely a state of small towns and cities. And we've talked a lot about the shared revenue bill, and that is, you know, that wasn't, was it was separate from the the budget, but it did get done. So there is more money that's going back to small communities, which is good. But, you know, Wisconsin's small communities could be getting more money from, like, there's billions of federal dollars allocated to infrastructure and renewable energy projects, like upgrading drinking water systems, which we know is a big deal because of PFAS across our state, or like purchasing electric buses, or like there is a lot of money out there from like the infrastructure bill. But the but it takes applying for grants to get some of that money.
And that's a complicated process from what I understand.
I've never applied for a grant. And I think it's largely because I'm like, every time I've ever looked at an application, I'm going to like, this seems really hard. And like your imposter syndrome gets in there. You're like, I'm not going to do this.
But that's a job. Isn't grant writing a job?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. There is like at many nonprofits, like that is a job for a specific person, like knowing how to apply for these grants. And if you think about the amount of towns and villages that we have across the state that are, you know, population 5,000 people and less, let alone like 1,000 people and less, they don't necessarily have the resources to have someone dedicated to figuring out like the very like time consuming application process. So originally, and I don't know how this is like, I got this from Wisconsin Watch and this was only reported on recently, but in Tony Evers' proposal, he had a proposal in there for $960,000. So less than $1 million, less money than we are now giving the Packers to host the draft, which I'm in favor of, but I'm just saying to put into context of this is not that much money.
No.
And it was basically a creation of a 5-person resource team to help local governments identify and apply for federal and state grants. So it's basically the salaries for people who would help all these different towns,
these grant writers,
get money for projects in their towns. And it was just flat out rejected by the Joint Finance Committee. And with no, like, there's, and in it, there was no comment from any of the Republicans who rejected it of like, why?
Why?
And that just feels like most of these guys represent small towns or smaller towns that could benefit from a grant writing proposal team that like is a resource for the entire state to get access to funds that could help their communities. That's outside of, you know, the general fund for Wisconsin. And I'm just so confused as to why this isn't a thing, especially when there is a lot of money out there to be had. And
it's almost like they don't care about these smaller towns and villages. And I am curious why more people who live in these communities who need assistance from the state and the federal government aren't contacting their lawmakers with regularity.
Yeah.
And I know it's an endless frustration and you probably only even get to leave a voicemail, if that, but that's the only way things are ever going to change is for people to speak up and talk to your electeds about what you want them to do, not what they want to do because they know better than you.
Yeah. But it just feels like an example of something that feels like it should be a no-brainer. It's like not, it was one, not that much money. Like the investment versus what the potential return on that, as far as paying 5 people to be an expert resource for towns across the state to then access more money for projects. Like, I just don't understand that calculus of like, nah, that doesn't seem like a good investment.
Yeah, too much. No, we're not going to spend that. That's fine.
But the $10 million for the RNC, which is now only $1 million, but you know, that was a better use of money. All right. Finally, interview of the year. Question mark. So from the same YouTuber who brought you the Kia Boys documentary, which has more than 6.8 million views on YouTube, comes a hard-hitting interview with none other than U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson talked to
indeed
this
Tommy G
filmmaker. Okay.
So I will give credit where credit is due. The Journal Sentinel did write this up, Bill Glauber and Lawrence Andrea, but I did hear this on Devil's Advocates yesterday. They were talking about this, and I was like, wait, what? So this is a guy, sorry, I have his YouTube up. So this is a guy, Tommy G, who on his YouTube says, I make the craziest documentaries on YouTube. He has 800,000 subscribers. And I think he came on a lot of people's radar last year when he made a YouTube video slash what he calls a documentary.
Not a documentary.
Of hanging out with Kia boys in Milwaukee.
Who are stealing cars.
And, you know, he did it. And it went mega viral. Like I said, it has like 6 million views. But I think specifically in Milwaukee, there was a lot of debate over the fact that here's this kid, despite all of the journalists that we are employed in the Milwaukee area, who got such access to these kids that is like wreaking havoc on the city, and how he got them to talk to him. And it was kind of a big deal as far as what he made with that. So now he's gone to DC in the attempt to investigate corruption in Washington, D.C., and it featured only one lawmaker, Ron Johnson.
Wow.
Because Ron Johnson was the only member of Congress who agreed to an interview.
Boy, Ron's looking for any outlet except for civic media, right?
I guess. Well, he used to go on the Devils, I guess, with some frequency.
Not anymore.
But it's a 20-minute documentary. We'll link it in today's show notes if you're interested. But a lot of the questions are, they're about Jeffrey Epstein. They're about who actually killed JFK.
Oh, okay.
Tapping into
hard-hitting,
a little bit of the hard-hitting
current
stuff,
topics and issues.
And not surprisingly, he did Ron Johnson did say it's certainly possible that the government was involved in the JFK assassination, and that he is it's certainly very fishy about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and that we should look into that more, and that he actually thinks that Robert F. Kennedy is a remarkable character, and they share a lot of views about the coronavirus pandemic. So
that's good to know.
There you go. Tommy G asking the hard questions of Ron Johnson on his new Investigating Corruption in Washington, D.C. documentary. All right. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. Jane, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 57. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. 82 Saturday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 84 Sunday, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are going to play our weekly game of three headlines and a lie.
All right.
So three of these headlines are real and one is fake. So we're going to see if Jane can spout out the fake one. You are always welcome to play along at home and see if you know which one is real and which one is fake. So, Jane, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So number one, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines.
So they go to the go to the same seaweed patch. Okay. So sea turtles have habits they follow for thousands of years.
Thousands of years. Okay. 3,000 years.
3,000 years. Okay.
All right. Number two, expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves.
Now, I know that there was a fish that was recently found, I think, in a pond in Florida that had human-like teeth. But this was some exotic animal, again, that some knucklehead released after they didn't want it in their fish tank anymore. So I'm okay. That's all right. That's the second one. I am not feeling solid on this today.
All right. Number three, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms.
Okay.
I wonder how good his aim was.
Maybe it improved.
All right. And number four, virtual pet website Neopets plans $4 million comeback.
These are tough. Usually I feel I have a better grasp on the news.
All right. I will read all four again.
All right.
Number one, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines. Number two, expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves.
Oh, freaky.
Number three. It's like I'm trying to imagine. Sometimes I've seen photoshops of like babies. And they give them like a full smile or like with real eyebrows, teeth. Like an adult's eyebrows. You're like, God, that looks weird. Number three, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms. And number four, virtual pet website Neopets plans $4 million comeback.
All right. I'm going with the sea turtles is the one that's true.
That is true. You're trying to guess the one that's fake.
Oh, rats. And here I thought I had it all locked up, Kristen. One of those.
So many times.
I know. I know. There's a lot going on in here.
I know.
Okay. Sea turtle is true. Wiz Khalifa is probably true. I'm going with the The lie is the fish with the teeth.
Ding, 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 ding.
Really?
You got it right. Yes, that one is fake.
Wow.
The other three are real, though. But yeah, so no, you don't, at least for now. I would like to hear more about this other random story you found with a fish with human-like teeth.
Yeah, that was just freaky. I think it was in Florida. I'll see what I can find.
Of course it was in Florida.
Well, everything, right? Everything happens in Florida.
But yes, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines. Marine reptiles visit the same foraging grounds millennium after millennium. So there you go.
Oh, it was in Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma, a pond in Oklahoma. Oh, my God, Mom. I thought he was just being dramatic. Mom said in the, this is the neighborhood pond. We're used to catching bass or catfish. Nothing like human-like teeth. Charlie landed a pacu, a fish that is the cousin of the piranha and whose outsized teeth have struck fear in swimmers. It's a native of South America, but we're swimming in this pond in Oklahoma City.
Oh, they are really ugly.
Yes, they are very ugly. Except to other pacu, I'm sure.
I'm sure they're very attractive to other pacu, but
they really do look like like human teeth on the bottom. It's freaky.
Yeah. If you want to look it up, it's PACU, a pacu fish. Pretty ugly.
Yeah.
I gotta, sorry, but call a spade a spade. All right. And then yes, indeed, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms.
Not a surprise.
Shroomed out throw, quote, shroomed out throw to baseball is crazy. So that one is true. And then yes, Neopets, which I've never heard of,
I haven't
but
either.
Virtual pet. Pet website Neopets is planning a comeback. Launched in 1999 by British developers, the site let users care for cartoon pets, chat, and play games. But after Viacom bought it for $160 million in 2005, the site failed to keep up with the times and many elements stopped working. Now, Neopets is promising a new era with $4 million of funding to remake the site and bring back 50 classic games on July 25th. Do you think they're going to bring it back Tamagotchis?
I don't think so.
That was probably, you probably never.
I was way too old.
That was,
I was
you were
way too old
for Tamagotchis.
Yeah, no.
But so there you go. So that is three headlines and a lie. And you nailed it.
I am really, it was tough. This week was tough. Like I said, I usually feel like I'm better plugged in into odd news, but some of those got away from me. So it was a good guess. It was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's your daily reminder that indeed we are still doing Civic Media, our blood donation challenge. So as a reminder that all you have to do is sign up to donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin.
That's convenient for you.
That's convenient for you.
Yep.
Take a selfie of you donating blood. Post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, using the hashtag CivicPints, and you get entered to win many prizes, either Milwaukee Brewers tickets. We have Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have swag bags of Civic Media merch, but also you just get to be a good person and help out with the shortage, the massive blood shortage that we have in Wisconsin right now, and do it for me because I found out that I cannot donate blood while pregnant. And so
you're stand in for Kristen.
Stand in for me because I would if I could, but I can't. So just a reminder, that is actually, we've actually extended that into August because fun fact, even though the FDA has changed guidelines for men who have sex with men to now be able to donate, some of the blood donation centers are a little behind on their questions that they need to ask. So that changes for the Red Cross on August 7th. So we're extending this so more people can be included. All right, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, public service announcement. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right now.
I'm choosing
between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.